Hello, my name is Madeline, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. We're featuring the National Animal Rights Day, a worldwide event.
Is to generate love and put it out into the world. Our job is to generate love and put it out into the world. Do we wish that everyone everywhere could be happy, safe, healthy, and free? That's called loving kindness when you wish these good things from your heart for yourself and for everybody.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of health, wellness, sustainability, peace, and freedom for all.
Compassion when you know how they feel, and you care, and you want to ease their way.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015.
Other and still be fine. That's called generosity when you offer up your love, all your things, all your time. Gotta generate love.
Generate love.
Cultivate love. Celebrate love.
From the newly released album, The Vegan Album, by Charity and the Jambi. Now soon we'll be hearing about the National Animal Rights Day, NARD 14, a project of Our Planet, Theirs Too, which occurred in 165 cities in over 50 countries.
Observed every year until all animals are free from enslavement and their rights are established and protected by law. Thank you to each and every one of you for being here to give a voice to all animals and raising awareness for their rights.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Here's NARD 14. National Animal Rights Day is held the first Sunday in June every year since 2011. Much thanks to Rob McNeil for this recording, Auckland, New Zealand.
This day shall be observed every year until all animals are free from enslavement and their rights are established and protected by law. Thank you to each and every one of you for being here to give a voice to all animals and raising awareness for their rights.
Next, from Otantahi, New Zealand. From Christchurch, New Zealand. June 2nd, 2024. For the third year in a row, National Animal Rights Day was honored at the Bridge of Remembrance in Christchurch, New Zealand. As I'm reading this, I'm looking at the reel from the National Animal Rights Day social media page. And the activists are holding in their arms the bodies of murdered animals and placing them in coffins. Here's Elam Orion, the founder, president of Our Planet, Theirs Too, which is the nonprofit organization that initiated National Animal Rights Day in 2011. Here's Elam explaining about this theatrical performance that's being held in cities worldwide the first Sunday of every June every year.
So the whole idea of holding the deceased animals is definitely not to shock anyone. Not to scare anyone. It's almost the opposite. The idea is to create a safe space for the public to actually see how animals, the animals that they eat or consume in different ways, how these animals look like. Beautiful, clean, cradled in one's arms. People won't go to a farm or slaughterhouse to see how the animals they eat look like. Most people in their lifetime never see a baby pig or a baby cow or a chicken or a turkey in their lifetime. They're just seeing a piece of meat on their plate. They never make the connection, like I never made it, because they never see the actual animal. Bringing the actual animals, the actual victims out and showing them to the public in a very dignified and nice way, but showing them to the public directly, that's one of the purposes.
Hi, my name is Apollo Constantine. I'm the NAD organizer, Kampala, Uganda. So we are here today on 2nd of June to celebrate the National Animal Rights Day in Kampala. So as you can see, we are here with some activists, and we're here to make a statement in Kampala.
Okay, as you can see.
You're listening to the activists in Kampala, Uganda, NARD 14, National Animal Rights Day.
Okay, that is what we are doing in Kampala. We are making a statement for animals on NARD 14, Kampala, Uganda.
Now we'll hear one of the songs by Entice, the lyrical vegan. Entice is a rapper in New York, and she's one of the speakers at NARD 14, New York City.
Trying to change everything for them, one day at a time. Animal emancipation and nothing less. It's all on us. Entice, so nice to the animal exploiters. They only get one life, one breath. Why you gotta give them death? Making them all go to great lengths to use their strength. Trying to escape from the bow gun. That knife is wholesome. The fear of death will provoke them when they unload them. Mama, she just wants her baby. She wants to hold them. She just had twins like Olsen, and yes, she wants them. Deformities that they can't grow from, so they sold them. The smell of blood and death and fear is what controls them. You had a chance to not choose oppression, but you didn't do it. That vegan item was right there. You didn't choose it. Education was given to you, but you refused it. Had a chance for you to do better, but you blew it. Your empathy is there somewhere, you gotta use it. Come on, you can't be that soft when the truth is responsible for exploitation. That shoe fits. You may not be the one holding that gun, but you shoot it. So here's the blueprint, allow me to produce it. It's vegan or it's oppression, you're gonna refute it. All you gotta do is put yourself in there where you can prove it. Imagine seeing in the face of your newborn and then you lose them. For them to chop them up in pieces so they could chew them, but not before taking their skin so they could use it. Heads, they remove it. Level 2 a unit. Oppression, it doesn't change when a new victim is introduced in. All they get is one life, and they absolutely do not belong to you at all. All they get is one life. Stop viewing animals as resources. Go vegan. Simple. All they get is one life. To the activists. They only need one mind, one animal emancipated, appears to haters, taking all these trailblazers, turn them all to the saviors, putting in that labor, staying on point like a laser, keeping that vegan message sharp, just like a razor. Welfareism saying no, utilitarians gotta go. Abolition is the only mission we should ever go. Uncut truth is only thing that we should ever show. Being able to take the feedback, or else you'll never grow. We can always evolve, do better, we're never pros. Gotta work together in any weather, it'll never flow. Not about the animals, just let it go, cause if not, the freedom levels will be really slow and really low. Gotta change the pastimes, getting all these trap minds. The way they view animals, gotta change it to a flat line. Gotta dead it, reinvent it, do it like we meant it. Gotta put that pressure on them, can't you set it and forget it? Gotta have a solid vegan message and make them get it. That animals are here for them, that idea, they will reject it. Not exploiting them and using them, they will accept it. Their lives and their body parts, they will respect it.
All they get is one life.
Now here's snippets of various speeches from the NARD events throughout the years.
Hi, everybody. My name is Elon Moria. I'm the founder and director of Our Planet There's Two, who's an American-based nonprofit that does a bunch of projects to bring about our vision, which is, I guess, the vision we all share, which is a world where animals are not being abused by humans, and we all share this planet in peace and harmony with no violence and killing. And we do that, we try to achieve this through two major projects at the moment. The first one is the Declaration of Animal Rights, which is a big scroll. We wrote the full declaration detailing all the rights we believe all animals have by birth. It's very detailed, and it literally says that no animal should be abused, killed, neglected for any reason whatsoever. There have been an older version of the declaration called the Declaration of Animal Welfare, and they included articles like, if an animal has to be killed, it should be done humanely. And we said, no, we scratched it out. So this new version of the declaration from 2011 is an abolitionist, no killing, no abuse for any animal whatsoever.
To hear details about the history of National Animal Rights Day, please visit the Vegan Nation Archives for my interview with Elam Orion in 2018.
We first start with an opening ceremony that commemorates the billions of animals that die every year. We sign the Declaration of Animal Rights, and then we move on to the other side, to the happy, hopeful side, where we show the world and ourselves all the alternatives that exist, all the vegan alternatives that exist to all the suffering that is being caused to animals nowadays. So basically it goes from the bleak and kind of somber and painful to the hopeful and happy. So it's kind of full day, emotional day. And every year it's being done in more and more cities across the U.S. And this year, 2015, about a month ago, it was done for the first time in Canada as well. The National Animal Rights Day.
The National Animal Rights Day, June 2nd, 2024, was held in over 165 cities in over 50 countries worldwide. This speech was in 2015.
Welcome to the 5th National Animal Rights Day. As we go about our lives, taking care of our families, trying to make ends meet, enjoying our friends and loved ones, and live a good, meaningful life, we cause immense suffering to billions of animals all around us. We call them animals, treat them as separate, inferior, unimportant, negligible, usable objects. Every minute of every day, we cage, mutilate, kill more than 100,000 animals in the United States alone.
On this day, once a year, we stop everything else and give our full attention to the most marginalized, most abused, and most oppressed group on this planet, other animals.
For various purposes, we use their bodies and secretions for our food.
Now here's a little musical interlude from the Freedom Warrior album by Vegan Queen V in London, UK. This is What Hell Is Like.
We as human beings have to be careful about the word humane, because as humans, we have created relentless slaughter, rape, neglect, and destruction of every species on this planet, including our own. Be mindful of them. This year, we will kill 4.5 million dogs and cats.
And nobody was I did. End up in a place like this. I've heard that there is love somewhere up above, outside the hell this is. No one cares that I am me. I'm just a number on a sheet. Just something to use until I'm no use, a commodity. I'm dying, struggling for air. Here crying. No one even cares.
I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue with our program. Welcome back from the break. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're featuring National Animal Rights Day, the first Sunday in June every year since 2011.
Suffering, just joy and love and ease. But until that day is here, we'll meet on the Rainbow Bridge, where there will be no difference between a man and cow and pig. We'll hug and kiss and play all day, just like children do. And then we will apologize for what we did to you. And even in these moments, we wanted you to know that we see you, we hear you, we feel you, we love you, that you're not alone. You're not alone, even when you're gone.
And I gathered a bunch of activists in New York, and we tried anyway to bring everybody together and do one big event. And what came out of it was the National Animal Rights Day. That's how it started, and we decided to do it every year.
To hear details about the history of National Animal Rights Day, please visit the Vegan Nation Archives for my interview with Alam Orion in 2018. In 2024, activists in the following countries participated in NARD 14. Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Taiwan, South Korea, Malaysia, Philippines, India, Pakistan, Nepal, Iran, Israel, Uganda, South Africa, Rwanda, Nigeria, United Kingdom, Spain, Slovenia, Russia, Portugal, Poland, Norway, Netherlands, Malta, Italy, Hungary, Greece, Germany, Georgia, France, Belgium, Austria, Puerto Rico, Uruguay, Peru, Ecuador, Nicaragua, Bolivia, Chile, Mexico, Canada, and the United States. The underscore music we're hearing is the Deer Song by Will Tuttle. Earlier I included the Turkey Song. This morning, National Animal Rights Day, June 2nd, I saw two wild turkey hens and also a beautiful doe in the woods. And now back to the recording of Alam Orion in 2015.
Just to show you quickly, this is in Germany, this is Austria, this is Australia, this is Israel.
And this is Poland. They're saying, our planet, there's two.
Nasza planeta, ich też. Nasza planeta, ich też.
Nasza planeta,
ich też.
Nasza planeta, ich też.
Nasza planeta, ich też.
Nasza planeta, ich też.
Nasza planeta, ich też.
Nasza planeta, ich też.
Here's a clip from National Animal Rights Day, June 2nd, 2024, Bangalore, India. The activists are holding signs in the streets. The song is To the Animals by vegan musician Stella Paris, based in Miami. She released the song on June 2nd, 2024, National Animal Rights Day.
Thank you.
Nasza planeta.
Nasza planeta.
Much thanks for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and much thanks to all the volunteers for National Animal Rights Day. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. And much thanks to all the vegan musicians. Vegan Queen V, power.